We are reading in Zohar for All. We are in portion Balak, item 442. Unfortunately, we do not have the English version of this. We'll do our best for you. Balak, portion 442 in Zohar for All.
And as usual, before reading the book of Zohar, we should focus on building a complete system that needs to be in avut, mutual guarantee and connection, and only within our connection, within that system, we will be able to attain what the Zohar wants to reveal to us. So please, let's start.
442. When the angels saw the one that Bilam deviated his donkey on the path of the vineyard path in order to receive the force to curse Israel, as it is written, to deviate from the path of the external ones, the path of the vineyards from which they receive their abundance. Immediately, and the angel of the Creator stood at the path of the vineyards to block the path so they will not be able to be assisted from the rest of the nations, the idol worshippers, with those lower sfirot of the external ones. The path of the vineyards is, as it is written, Samuni Notera, the vineyards, meaning to preserve and bless during the exile the rest of the nations, which are called vineyards, and Israel, as is written, My vineyard I did not give because they are in exile and they are not blessed appropriately. 443. How could the angel block the path from the external ones? After all, it must open during the incarnation. But because he had the help of the Creator and the assembly of Israel, the Malchut, and the Torah helped him, as it is written, from this and from that they are written. The vineyard path must open in the incarnation. If so, how could the angel block it? Because after the incarnation, the Creator illuminates from one side his covered chasadim, and from the other side, even the assembly of Israel, the Malchut, did not receive after this round, but chasadim only. And with this force, the angel overcame the path and blocked it. This is as it is written, and the angel of the Creator stood at the path of the vineyards, a fence from this and a fence from that. As on the side of the right, he writes that the Creator illuminated that path and it shined. And by chasadim that are covered is the fence on the right. And on the left is fence with malchut, which illuminates the path through its incline to the right in the chasadim of Zeranpin, and the force, this second force, and these fences are just the angel and the path. And we learn that what is written on the tablets is that they're written from forward and from back, and they were written from forward with the illumination of Zeranpin and from behind the illumination of Malchut. 444. At that time, it saw the donkey, the angel of the Creator, and was pressed against the wall. The wall is the wall that protects them. And she was pressed by the foot of Bilam to the wall, and the donkey did not let him have help at all. But when they were in trouble, it sent him to the wall, and the minister that protects them was then added to beat him on this left side. 445. And the angel of the Creator, Joseph, was added for this narrow place that could not be deviated to right or left. And at that time, the angel blocked all the paths and all the supports so there would be no support from any side in the world. And then it dwelt under Bilam and could not even find a hint of help, as it hinted before, to go and ask for help from the wall. When Bilam saw that he can't, it is written, and Bilam was mad, and he hit the donkey with a stick, who charged it with clothings of harsh and terrible judgments. 446. And the Creator opened the mouth of the donkey and said to Bilam, "What did you do? For you beat me these three times." one of the things that was said in the eve of Sabbath between the twilights. And they laughed of Bilam, the ministers that were with him, and said to Balak, and they said, "This fool that you sent to call upon me, you should not find any truth in his words." And it turns out that with these words of the donkey, he was despised in his honor. And if the donkey would not say this, Bilam would have not left his own, but by the words of his donkey, his spirit was broken. 447. It's written, "And the land opened its mouth," and it's written, "And it opened the mouth of the donkey." What is the change between land and aton, donkey? It's not written in the land. It's written, "And the creator opened the land's mouth." But Moses opened the mouth, and the land opened the commandment of Moses. And it's not nice that the Creator would make a commandment for Moses. After all, the commandment that Moses did was that the land will open her mouth. But here, the land opened the commandment of Moses, as it is written, "And it opened the land her mouth." But here, there's no one to sentence, but the Creator was that written. It was written, "And it opened the mouth of the donkey from which this matter came out of." 448. Since it is written, "And he opened the mouth of the donkey," it should have been said as words that are very important, matters of wisdom. Bilam would praise that his horse was in the pasture, and therefore he took his donkey. This donkey answered and said, "After all, I am your donkey, and you have been riding me forever till this day. If so, why would you open?" And it opened. And why did the Creator go out of his way to open these words? 449. And with these words of the donkey, we learn the reason of Bilam, that it wasn't worth for the Holy Spirit to dwell upon him, as in his donkey there is no force to cause damage or do good. And we learn from the donkey that the beasts have no force to be able to have complete reason. Hence, it did not say words of wisdom. Bilam and the words of his donkey and the nonsensical words of his donkey could not withstand. And in the upper reason, it was furthermore that he said that he knows the upper reason. 450. And it said to Bilam, "What did I do to me that you beat me? Is it under my authority to do good or bad? No, because beasts do not behave other than how they're behaved towards." And though the donkey was in great trouble, it was not under its own authority, because Bilam charged her with his magic and she was under his authority. 451. Bilam said to the donkey, "Because you were torturous towards me," and he would laugh of her. And he answered with nonsensical words, and they laughed of him, and he was become like this before the ministers that with him, and they knew he was a fool. And for him saying that you tortured me, if there was a sword in your hand, I would have killed you. And the ministers said, "The fool is being pompous about this. He could have destroyed nations with his mouth. How could he not destroy it? His donkey, and he doesn't need a sword." There's no force for the beasts to dwell upon them the spirit of wisdom, and if they were to say to people, if the beasts are speaking, what perfect reason would come to the world? Go and learn from the donkey that the Creator opened her mouth and see her words.
All right, we'll continue.
And Balak took Bilam, 452. It was morning, and Balak took Bilam. Balak was wise in charms more than Bilam. More than he, except for the fact that he didn't know to aim the time to curse like Bilam. That's why it's written, "And Balak took Bilam and rose him Bamot Baal." He would correct him and grip to him for everyone. 453. What is, "And he would raise him Bamot Baal"? He would look at his charms and his magic and from what side Israel will grip. And he found that Israel are fortunate to do bamot, to do stages and work the husband. And they went after the nonsense and worked the husband. And he saw that the and of the people. He saw great people of the people and their king, and they served them as it is written, and they called them by the name of the husband. And it's written, and if the creator would follow them, and if the husband would go after them, then Bilam saw that the future of Israel is for this. And immediately he told Bilam about Balak and built him 7 altars. 454. Against the altars that they did, the first ones, he offered 7 altars. And more, he did it with wisdom. And when he found the part of Israel, he connected in 7 degrees, Chagat Nehim, and due to that, I shall make 7 altars. 455. Similar to a person who had one lover who left his father, and he had people that were fearful of fighting with him because of that lover. At time came, that person came and wanted to fight with him. And what did he say? What will I do if I fight with him? After all, there's the lover who is connected to him, and I can't withstand him. He sent a gift to that lover and said to that lover, what does this man have to me? I know that because of that son, he loves me, who wants to cause him damage. He said, this gift shall not enter before me. They invited the dogs and ate it. 456. That's how Bilam came to awaken a fight with Israel and saw that he cannot due to that lover of their upper lover. He began to correct, instill before him gifts, the offerings that he have brought forth. And the Creator said, wicked, what do you have to me? You want to connect to my sons? After all, your gift is given to the dogs. It is written, and God came over to Bilam, Vaikar, meaning spilled seed and impurity. For this gift shall not be given to me and will not enter before me. 457. Vaikar, as it is written, before his pillow, who will stand? He was certain that in this gift he could do it with Israel, and he would be with the Creator towards Bilam, who cooled him from Bilam thinking, and the Creator chilled because he awakened upon him the side of impurity. 458. Vaikar made cool down, meaning that Bilam thought that with this gift he could damage Israel, and the Creator tore away this from the gift and uprooted Bilam from what he was thinking and uprooted him from that degree. And this is Vaikar, and it was done so with the river stones. And he told him, wicked, you are not worthy of entering before me, and enter before me, your gift is being given to the dog. 459. This wicked was the redeemed of all, because you will not find in this whole portion, and the Creator said to Bilam, and the Creator spoke, but rather it's written, and the Creator put a matter in the mouth of Bilam, as he is putting a muzzle in the mouth of the donkey, so he doesn't go this way or that way. He put the words in the mouth of Bilam. 460. The Creator said, wicked, you think that your hand will be what will bring forth blessing in my sons? On the contrary, they need you not. And as we say to the wasp, it is not from your sting and not from your honey. But go back to Balak, and when you open your mouth, it will not be in your authority, and not your mouth depends this. But you shall speak so, and so is the Shekhinah. It is ready to bless them, and so you shall speak the blessing for my sons, because when your mouth opens, the words that will come out will be observed in my sons, and I will not leave those things for you. 461. Because Bilam came to Balak, and he heard that Balak blessed Israel, Balak thought that they came out of the mouth of Bilam. He said, I've taken you to my enemies, and you blessed them. Bilam said, take these charms in your hands so that you can delay here this ko, the Malchut, and if you'll be able to delay it with this magic, I will uproot them from those words that she said, meaning that he will cancel the blessings that were said by her. 462. It is written, Ko stood on your altar, and with these charms you shall delay Ko the Malchut. And I will be called Ko, I will uproot them from those things that you said. The Creator said, Wicked, I will uproot for you. And the Creator called towards Bilam, and that word would be raised in the voice of the speeches of Ko, as it said, Go to Balak, and so you shall speak. Ko, you shall speak. 463. In the beginning, it's not written, Stand Ko on your altar, but place upon your altar, and I shall go. But it would happen that it's coming towards me, and therefore he saw that Ko said these blessings, and then he said, You will place on your altar, and I will be called Ko. 464. Go and lighten for me Jacob Olam, meaning collect. Send them from that degree which we're standing, as it is written, Teida Ola. They said, You should throw them to their degree, from their degree, from the Malchut. After all, they will all be uprooted from the world and go with the filth of Israel, Israel of above Zeranpin, which will bring them in anger, and will find this anger and rage before them, as it is written, and in a rageful Creator every day. 465. From the head of mountains I will see him, from the head of the granite mountains the fathers, and from the hills I will see us, these are the mothers, and from the side of the fathers and from the side of the mothers they could not be cursed. 466. From the head of the mountains means who could do upon Israel, because they are gripped and come out of all the heads of the mountains. The mountains are the gvurot, and all the judgments in the world emerge from these gvurot, and they are gripped to them. And these hills are our assurances, and they are the rest of the camps that are gripped in the gvurot. For then you shall go alone and dwell in the nations will not be considered. The Creator alone will direct us, the Malchut, the granite, all the head of the judgments in the world, for why they are called Gvurot, are the mountains. And Israel emerged from Malchut, and it's written about her, from the head of the mountains I will see, and the expansion of Malchut in Bia will be called hills, from where Naran to Israel. 467. Who brought the dust from Jacob and tells the quarter for Israel? 2 degrees, Jacob and Israel. In the beginning, when he is in Vak, he is Jacob. And then when he attains Gal, he is Israel. And despite everything is one, 2 degrees are 1 degree above Israel, and the degree of Jacob is below. 468. Who called on the dust of Jacob? Dust, as it is written, he will give as the dust his sword, which is Malchut. As it is written, a sword to the Creator filled with blood, as the Malchut is called the sword for the Lord. Dust, the place from which Adam Rishon was created. As it is written, and the Creator, God, created Adam from the dust of the land. And from that dust, several armaments come out, several camps, several degrees, several sentences and studiers, several arrows, several stones, and several swords and weapons of armament are there from this dust. And it said, is there a number for his platoons? Malchut is considered the sword of the Creator, and in her 10 sefirot, and the Malchut of Malchut is called dust. And this is as it is written in her, he shall give dust to his sword, which awakens in the sword, Malchut of Malchut in her, called dust. And from this dust emerged Adam Rishon. But it was mitigated in Bina, as it is written, dust from the land. Dust is Malchut of Malchut. Land is Bina of Malchut, because Bina is called the land of Edom. Hence, all of reality emerged from this dust, which is mitigated with Bina. 469. And the number of the quarter of Israel, is He of Havaya, because Israel, Zeranpin, has 4 letters Havaya, as the Malchut is the 4th letter of it. Hence, it is called the quarter of Israel. And one thing is with the dust of Jacob, which is also Malchut. But the dust is Malchut of Jacob, and the quarter is the Malchut of Israel. The quarter of Israel means it was sitting on Israel, and the bed is of Israel. Malchut is called bed. As it is written, the bed of Shlomo, Malchut. The quarter is like the fourth of Israel from below, meaning Malchut, which is Zeran, from Zeranpin, called Israel, which is a quarter of it, which is called a quarter according to the Sefirot. And this is the meaning that David, the Malchut, is the fourth leg of the chair. Because Chagat of Zeranpin are the 3 feet of the Kiseh, of the chair, and Bina and Malchut are the fourth for them, 470. Who counted the dust of Jacob? All those who emerged from Malchut, called dust, are considered dust. And the number of the quarter of Israel, as it is written, are there a number for his brigades? And as is written, from the well that is the quarter of Israel and not from the dust of Jacob. Who counted the dust of Jacob are the mitzvot that do have to do with dust, meaning in planting, in seeding, and in reaping. And the number of the quarter of Israel are the mitzvot in animals. 471. He took his allegory and said he would carry the voice of the desert, which is the Malchut, called Ko. And this is, and he carried his, and Bilam carried his voice and said, this is Ko. It is who spoke, and it will speak the Malchut, which is called Ko, will speak. 472. Because Bilam saw that with all his magic and all of that gift, meaning the altar, the offerings that he brought to the altar, he could not uproot Ko, as it is written, and I will be called Ko, meaning that I will uproot this Ko. The Creator said to him, wicked, you think to uproot it? I will uproot you from your root, which will uproot it from the root. And it's written, and he called upon, the Creator called upon Bilam, as it is written, of the ravens of the river, which uprooted him from his degree. And then when he saw that he can't, he came back and said, and he blessed that I shall not be brought back. And we will not be brought back, it should have been said, and not I will not be brought back to that which is called Ko. And so shall Malchut say, and it was said about her, I cannot bring her back from Israel. 473. Bilam said, in 2 degrees I wanted to enter in them. I wanted to enter to them in from the degree of Jacob, but I could not. I wanted to enter them from the other side, from the degree of Israel, and I could not. Because this name, or this, is not connected in the bad types. As it is written, no transgression appeared into Jacob and did not see labor in Israel. 474. There are 2 degrees, the snake and magic. Against them, 2 klipot, work and transgression. Bilam said, certainly I found the against of Israel and Jacob, because transgression is against the klipa against Jacob, which is connected to magic, which is called a snake. The labor is a klipa against Israel, because it's the magic that is connected. Because he saw that he could not, he said, certainly no transgression looked at Jacob, and Israel saw no labor, because the Creator took it with him. 475. And if you were to say, in these labor and transgression I can't, but in magic and snake I can, it's written, for not a snake in Jacob, and not magic in Israel, but moreover, all the armaments above and all the encampments do not know and do not look at the traditions of the upper king until they ask these 2 degrees, Jacob and Israel, and what do they say? What the Creator has operated. All those things Ko said, the Malchut, and he, Bilam, just raised his voice against her and did not know what it is, and from him all that was heard was his voice. 476. a nation as a dog will rise, and as a lion shall be uplifted. Who is the hero in Israel? That's Israel. At the time that the morning shined, he awakened and overcame like a lion in the work of his maker. And how many songs and praises, engagement, and all the Torah, in the Torah, day and night. And he shall not lay and eat bad food, and would lay in his bed of the holiness of the upper name, and reign him above and below. And how many matters, owners of judgment connect before them to open their mouths on their bed, and hero Israel, and they ask for mercy before the holy king in several verses of mercy. 477. And a dog will of nation will rise. The future is that all the nations that are idol worshippers, and the hero lion is strong and will throw them upon them, is the way of the lions to sleep on their killing, and will not lay and eat that meat. 478. But the dog people will rise and bring all to the altar their offerings to the king, and at the time of the offering on the altar, they saw there the form of a lion laying on that sacrifice, and it is eating it. 479. Uriel is the upper angel, and they saw him in the form of a strong lion standing on the altar eating the altars, eating the offerings. And when Israel were not worthy of it, they would see the form of a despicable dog laying there, and then they knew that Israel need repentance, and they would return. They will not lay with this killing, and with the offerings would be as altars on the altars, and the blood would be impure, and they would drink, and the Creator would make wars for them and against their haters. 480. What is will not lay after all night? Every night when a person goes to as his, the commandment of his master, he does not lay on the bed until he kills 125,000 of those bad types that are with him. 1,000 are from the left side, as it is written, they will fall from your side. 1,000, they will riot, they will be glad with the chassidim, with the honor, and will sing on their sleep the upliftment of their in their throats, and the swords in their hands to do vengeance on the nations, and not lay with that killing, as it is written, to do judgment to them. 481. Against three times he beat his donkey, and he charged him with his magic, and Israel were three times blessed. Against that, Israel were blessed and rose to Israel three times a year in order to see the holy king. 482. And Bilam saw that it's good in the eyes of the Creator to bless Israel, and he didn't go as time for time to towards the snake. What is towards the snakes? Because those first two times, he would go with all his magic, wanting to curse Israel, because he saw the desire of the Creator, who said, "Go back to Balak, because your speech, as my sons do not need, another speech is fateful for them." From this Ko, as it is written, Ko shall speak. Ko, you will speak, and not you. Ko, you, so you will speak, which rules all the rulers and the magicians and the charmers, and from the bad types that will not be able to harm my sons. Then he wanted to look with them in the evil eye. 483. This wicked who looked at Israel would look at those 2 degrees, Jacob and Israel, to harm them with his magic in this and in that. Because of that, in every single blessing, Jacob and Israel were blessed. And Bilam saw that it was good. What did he see? He saw that at the time that the face of the king are shining, those bad types are not standing in their existence, and all the magic and charms are not beneficial in their magics. 484. In those two times it is written, and the Creator cooled to them, and the Creator cooled towards Bilam. And it's written, "En ko you shall speak." And now that he saw that he did not see that there's anger and his magic is not beneficial, then he didn't go like the time after time towards the snake. And because he departed himself from the magic, he began to use a different awakening and to praise Israel. The awakening here is the awakening of Ruach on the left, under which his types and magic are bound. 485. We learn that even in the third time, the Holy Spirit did not dwell upon him. If so, what is the writing? And the Spirit of God was upon him. And in all those other times, it is not written so. It's written, "Good of the eye, he shall be blessed." Don't call "will be blessed," but "will bless." And Bilam was evil-eyed, as there was no evil-eyed in the world ever like him, for anywhere he would look with his eyes would be cursed. 486. Hence, it was said that anyone who brings forth his son in the market and is fearful of evil eye would cover his head with a scarf to not have the evil eye control him. Here too, because Bilam saw that he cannot use his magic and his charms to harm Israel, he wanted to look at them with his evil eye. Because every place he would look with his evil eyes would be cursed. What was his desire against Israel? It's written, and he faced his face towards the desert, as he put his face towards the calf that was made in it by Israel in the desert to have help in harming them. 487. And Bilam put forth his eyes and saw Israel, because he wanted to look at them with his evil eye. At that time, if the Creator would not precede healing from that, he would lose them in his observation of his eyes. And the remedy that the Creator gave to Israel at that time, as it is written, "And the Spirit of God was upon him." And it was upon him, is written about Israel, that the Creator spread upon Israel the Spirit of God, and it is like a person spreads a scarf on the head of a child so that his eyes will not control him. 488. Then he began and said, "How good are your tents, Jacob, your dwellings, Israel." Anyone who wants to look with an evil eye cannot, unless he praises and appreciates that thing that he wants to curse with his evil eye. And what is his way? He says, "How good is this? How beautiful is this?" so that his evil eye shall rule over him. Here too he said, "How good are your tents, Jacob? How pretty they are, how beautiful they are, how beautiful your plantings that came out are, similar to those beautiful plantings that the Creator planted in the Garden of Eden. Who shall give for these implantments will find those assemblies." 489. It's similar to a person who had beautiful hands, and another person passed by with an evil eye. He looked at those hands, held them, began to praise. He said, "How beautiful they are. How nice they are. Look at the fingers that are from the form of upper beauty." Then he said, "Who shall give these hands to be dwelling with beautiful stones and silk clothings, and it will be in the house to serve those who will be concealed in their chest." 490. That's how Bilam began to praise. "How good are your tents, Jacob, and your dwellings, Israel. Look how beautiful and pleasant." And then he said, "And water will come from their places, so that this beautiful implantment of the Torah will be outside of these dwellings. And he seeds them with many waters," as he meant between the klipot, which are called many immense waters, meaning for it not to grow or for the spirit of holiness not to multiply. 491. The Creator told him, "Wicked, your eyes shall not be able to harm, since the expansion of the spirit of holiness is upon them." Then he said, "The Creator takes them from Egypt," meaning that all the people of the world will not be able to harm them because a strong, powerful upper force is upon them, taking them out of Egypt. And moreover, these hands will not be able to be taken upon them, and due to his height, and because there's great pride, an upper pride in them, such nations will not be able to harm or narrow them things for them. 492. And even in a time where he's not erect, they won't be able to do this to them. As it's written, he laid like and laid like a lion and a dog. He's also not afraid because he's found as a hero like a lion and a dog, even if he's in the exile amongst the nations, and he laid in between them like a lion who's in the laws of the Torah, in the ways of the Torah, the government they have from their Lord, and even all the kings of the world should not uproot it. Like this lion who lays on his on his kill and would not be able to be raised from his place. And it's written, as it's written, he laid and stood like a lion and a dog, and who should take him from there? Azza and Azael, 493. Yes, continue.
Are there any questions? As usual. Just to direct to connection between us, and the Zohar will influence us, and then we'll start to feel slowly all these movements internally, emotionally. Please.
493. There's no wise person to harm like the evil Bilam in the world, because in the beginning, when they were in Egypt, the Egyptians bound the hands of Israel, and they could not come out of their servitude forever. And Isaiah said, how could I harm them? Because I did not do anything to take them out of the servitude of Egypt forever. But as it's written, the Creator takes them out of Egypt, and against them, the wise and the charms of the world could not withstand them. 494. How pleasant are the words of Torah, how beloved is the Torah before the Creator. How loved is the Torah that was inherited by the Creator to the assembly of Israel. When they came out of Egypt, Bilam heard that his magicians and his charmers and all those connections that they did not benefit Israel. He began to scratch and pull out the hairs from his head. He went to the mountains of darkness and came to the chains, iron chains, which Azza and Azael are bound to. 495. This is the way that of one who comes to them, because a person enters in the mountain tops and sees Azael, which is revealed to the eyes, immediately said to Azza, then they give forth a voice and are gathered into the big snakes who burn and spin them. And they send against a person a certain small animal called Onimta, which is a kind of cat. Its head is like the head of a snake. It has two tails. Its hands and feet are small. A person who sees her covers his face, and he brings one kli with dust to burn a white rooster and throws before her, and she comes with him. 496. Until he reaches the top of the chains, which are staked in the ground, and reach the abyss. And in the abyss, there is one Lord stuck in the lower abyss, and in that Eden is connected to the head of the chains. And when a person reaches to the top of the chains, he beats him three times, and Azza and Azael call him. Then he bows on his knees and bows down and goes and shuts his eyes until he comes to them. Then he sits before them, and all those snakes that surround him from this side and from that side. He opens his eyes and sees them. He is shocked and falls on his face and bows against them. 497. Then Azza and Azael teach him magic and charms, and he sits with them 50 days. And when the time comes to go on his way, that little animal called Onimta and all those snakes walk before him until he comes out of the mountains from that strong darkness. 498. And Bilam, when he came to Azza and Azael, he announced to them what he wants from them. And he closed himself with them in the mountains and asked to slander Israel and to bring them back from Egypt, back to Egypt. And the Creator confused and cursed all the wisdoms in the world and all the charms in the world, and they couldn't get close to Israel. 499. Because Bilam saw that he could not harm Israel, he brought himself and counseled Balak what he did not ask him in order to harm Israel. And his counsel was, and these females of Midian, which were beautiful, and if he wouldn't say to us by Moses, we would not know, as it is written, they were to the people of Israel in the words of Bilam. 500. Because the Creator saw his counsel, he said, certainly you will fall yourself with your counsel. Because he was killed in the revenge of Midian, what did that force that rules over all the charms and Malchut? It showed him the end of all of that. Does he have permission to show a far away time? The eye looked, and the speech that was said from that person standing there upon them, from the Malchut, said that things will be happening with the disgust of Bilam and from the desire of the upper and the upper desire of the Torah.
Questions. As usual, to direct to the connection between us, the same intention of connection between us, and by that we attain the spiritual kli, and that we will feel all of these discernments in a spiritual way, not in a corporeal depiction. Alright? Like that, piece by piece, it accumulates to a great sum. One more sentence. In that way, the soul is corrected. What can we do? All of the Kabbalists write in this way. We need to believe them. And try.
At the time of the King Messiah. 501. It's written, I will see, and not now. It will be assured, and it's not close. He stepped on the star from Jacob and rose from the tribe of Israel and came from the places of, and he crashed Moab. And these words that were existing in that time, from some time after that, from the time of the King Messiah, the Creator is going to build Jerusalem and show this one permanent star that sparkles in 70 stars that run, and in 70 spirits that illuminate from that middle of the firmament, that would be commanded and governed from it, 70 other stars which would illuminate and be flaming in 70 days. 502. On that sixth day and 25 days of the sixth month, that star will appear and will be gathered to the seventh day, and at the end of the 70 days it will be covered and will not be apparent, and on that first day will be appeared in the city of Rome, and at that day they will fall the three upper walls from the city of Rome, and from the great hall which was there will fall, and the governor of that city shall die, and then the star will expand and appear to the world, and at that time, the strong wars in the world will appear from all four sides, and faith will not be found between them. 503. And in the middle of the world, when that star shines in the middle of the firmament, one big king will rise and govern them, the world, and his spirit will be pride upon all the kings, and will awaken war in two sides, and he will overcome them. And then 504. And the day that star covers, the Holy Land will be shaken. 45 miles around that place will be the Holy Temple, and one cave below to the land will be revealed, and one cave will come out with strong fire and burn the world. And that cave, from that cave, a big branch will grow to one big upper one that will control the whole world, govern the whole world, and give it to the Malchut, and the upper holy ones will assemble upon it, and the Messiah will be revealed in the world, and he will be given the kingdom, the Malchut. 505. And the people of the world at that time of the revelation of the Messiah will be in one big trouble, and the haters of Israel will increase, and they will awaken upon the spirit of the Messiah and will destroy the wicked Edom, and all the land of Seir will burn in fire. And then it is written, and Israel does war, and the Edom will inherit and will be inherit the enemies of Israel. And it's written, and Israel does armaments, and at that time the Creator will revive the dead to his people and will bring and remove death from them, as it is written, right does the people of armament, and I shall, and no one shall die, for I shall live. And it is written, and the savers and the mount of Zion, and the king was the Creator. 506, it is written, for the they will be happy and emerge, as Israel will emerge from the exile. The Shekhinah will emerge with them, and with them will emerge, and in joy you will come out in the Shekhinah, which is called happiness. And joy is the Creator. Joy is the righteous, the Yesod of Zeranpin. As it is written, joy and happiness will be found in him, which are Yesod and Malchut. 507. Tzaddik, Yesod of Zeranpin, are called joy. At the day that the assembly of Israel fell in exile, the blessings were prevented from coming down to this righteous, to the world. And at this time in the redemption is written, and you have pumped waters with joy from the wells of salvation. Joy is the righteous, called Sason, and from the creeks of salvation are Abavima, Chochma Bina, from which he pumps the Yesod. And more from these waters of which are Netzach Vichod of salvation, from which he receives the Yesod, and all receive from these deep wells which immerse, and they are Chochma and Bina. And it's written, and then you said on that day, I shall thank you, the Creator, and you, the joy will come back to Zion. And all this is around that well, and it's written, I will see it, for now we will return and not close, and through the star from Jacob, the tribe of Israel will rise, and from the and the Moab will be crushed, and Kalkal, and all the sons of Set, and Edom will inherit, and it will inherit the enemies of Israel that is doing armaments. You will see him, then not now, because not now, but in the near future, we will become close to the time that is far of the King Messiah through the Star of Jacob. As it is said, the Creator is future to build the Jerusalem and to show that permanent star, the Malchut, which is instilled in the Zivug of Zeranpin called Jacob, sparkling in 70 stars that run in 70 spirits, which shows on the illumination of Chochmah covered with eyes. This star is included from right and left. The illumination of right is called the 70 spirits. And the illumination on the left is called 70 runners, because the illumination of left illuminations in running and in haste. 70 stars run upon 70 spirits that illuminate in the middle of the firmament, which is included from the middle line of the Malchut. For all of this is written through the star from Jacob. And the star is Malchut, and the middle line is Jacob, and they are commanded and governed from these 70 other stars through the ministers of this world, the left line, and they will be cleaned from that star and illuminate from the flame of the 70 days, the 7 Sfirot Chagat Nehim, each Sfira included of 10, and these are 70 Sfirot called 70 days. The Kelim of Malchut are from Bina, which is why it lacks her own discernment, Malchut of Malchut, the Manula, which was concealed, and in her place, Yesod of Malchut serves as the Miftacha. And in Malchut, there are only the first 9 in her, and her Bchina, Malchut of Malchut, is lacking, because she was concealed, and on the 6th day, Yesod, in 25 days of the 6th month, the star will be shown. 25 days are the Malchut, called Ko, and the 6th month is Yesod. The illumination of the star will be found only in the Malchut of the Yesod, which is 25 of the sixth month, the adornment of Yesod, Miftacha, and not in the Malchut truly, the Manula, which is not worthy of light due to the force of Tzimtzum, restriction, riding upon her. And it would be gathered on the seventh day to the end of the 70 days, because 70 days is Chagat Nehim of each 10 Sfirot. And at the end of the last 10 Sfirot, which are the 10 Sfirot of Malchut, who end at Malchut of Malchut, the Manula, will be covered with light and not shine there, because the Manula is concealed and does not receive any light. The individual and the general are equal to one another, just like in the previous exiles of Malchut. It is built on the Malchut and the way of three lines, such that in the future redemption, it needs to be arranged and begin that way. And after Malchut was mitigated with Bina, the right line, and there is no revelation of the illumination of Chochmah anymore. And it starts with the illumination of Chochmah on the left line, as why it said on the first day, fear will be in the city of Rome, meaning that the first illumination of Chochmah will be to battle the left without the right, which is the illumination of the external, called the land, the city of Rome. And then he will battle amongst the star that comes from the middle line, and in the force of the Masach of the middle line, it will diminish the gar from the illumination of this left. And in that day, three walls, upper walls, will fall from the city of Rome, which will fall from the gar of the left. And the governor of that city will die, and their minister will die and be cancelled. And then the control of the Malchut will be spread in the middle line in the world, and be apparent in the world. And about that time it is written, that through the star from Jacob at the time of the fall of Rome, strong wars will awaken in the world from all four sides, the wars from the disputes of the right and left, and also the wars that are of the middle line from Asachar of Chirik prior to the Malchut, which are called faith, and is between them. But after that star was revealed and it beat the city of Rome, it is on the left without right, but in the middle of the world, to illuminate from that star in the middle of the firmament. And when the correction of the middle line in the world will be defined, which is Malchut, and in the firmament, which is Zeranpin, one big king will rise, governing the world, the King Messiah. His spirit will be pride amongst the kings, and will awaken war in both sides, right and left, as written, he will crash the openings of Moab and two sides on the right and left, and when they overcomes them. And on that day, when that star is covered in the end of the 70 days, which is Malchut of Malchut, which was concealed for all 6,000 years, and the light has not reached her and covered in her place, then the holy land will be shooken up, the Malchut, 45 miles. We're hinted in by Zeranpin Havaya with the filling of the letters Aleph, which in Gematria Ma, and the name Ma, Zeranpin, will bestow holy Gvurot to Malchut. It will shake around that place of the holy temple and around the Yesod of Malchut. And one cave will be apparent below the land and will be revealed the place of concealment of the Manula, Malchut of Malchut, which did not receive any correction thus far. And from that cave, the place of concealment, a strong fire will emerge to burn the world, the Manula itself, called harsh fire, which thus far in every place it was revealed would burn and destroy all the lights from that place. And then she will receive her correction from the whole. From that cave, one big upper branch will grow, as it is written, and a tribe rose from Israel, and it is the King Messiah, which will receive his adornment from the great correction of the Manula, that will control the whole world, and Malchut will be given to it. And when he receives the complete Malchut that was completed then, and that is the Messiah, son of Joseph. And then the whole correction was not completed, and the people of the world at the time in which the Messiah will be revealed will be in one problem after another, because by being on the left, his correction does not rise in perfection, and trouble shall come to the world, and the haters of Israel will be increased, and this will extend until the Messiah, son of David, will be revealed from the midline. Therefore it was said, then he will evoke upon them the spirit of the Messiah, son of David, and will destroy the wicked Edom. He will destroy the Malchut of Edom, and Israel shall do armaments.
Questions. Rest away days until the end of the corrections. Until the end of corrections, we will see scrutinies and battles that will not end. Quite the opposite. It will just increase and increase. It's correction and correction. They come from the light to the heavy. Okay? Right. Let's continue. Parakel Pinchas, hear my son, your father's reproof. 1. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Pinchas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, it is written, hear my son, your father's reproof, and do not forsake your mother's law. Torah. Hear, my son, your father's reproof is the Creator, and do not forsake your mother's law is the assembly of Israel. Your father's reproof is the Torah, in which there are several admonitions, several punishments. 2. Anyone who engages in Torah in this world is rewarded with several gates being opened to him, several lights to that world. Hence, when he passes away from this world, the Torah walks before him and goes to all the gatekeepers, declares and says, open the gates and let the righteous Gentile in. Set up a chair for so-and-so, the king's servant. For there is no joy to the Creator except in one who engages in the Torah. It is even more so with one who awakens at night to engage in Torah. For all the righteous in the Garden of Eden listen to his voice, and the Creator is among them.
Well, certainly there's no matter of corporeal life and death here. We're talking only about degrees. Okay? Yes.
What's the difference between asking to be in Alvut and asking for the strength for faith above reason?
To be in Arvut is considered that we want to connect together to one system, one net, one web. And in this web, we will feel ourselves connected together, each responsible for the others. And that's how, in such a way, in Arvut, we begin to feel how we become one body. That's on one hand. On the other hand, in above reason, it's very difficult to explain because it's a matter of a feeling. Actually, today in the afternoon, I found several verses that I want us to learn tomorrow that will make them more close to us, more emotional, that can be closer to our ability to feel. Faith above reason is considered that we prefer to be in the force of bestowal despite us able of receiving the force of reception. That I want to be in bestowal in a quality like him. We will try it. It's a very difficult concept because we need the influence of the light slowly, slowly, in more and more and more. As the light is bestowing somewhat in such a way, in a partial way, and then we change more and begin to find these concepts that are closer and are capable of existing in us. What's correct for now is that faith above reason is considered that I prefer to not know, not to be there with force, but rather I want the Creator to give me the force of faith. Not to know, but to observe from the force of faith that I received from above, and that's it. Yes.
Can I see in faith above reason that we are in an avut?
Faith above reason is the internal state in a person which comes as a result of the Arvut. Yes.
I kept thinking about the drawing that you did yesterday and the day before where the place, you know, was in the middle.
אני זוכר את הציור שסיירת אתמול עם המקום שהיה באמצע בינינו.
And it's separated from us. It's a different, you know, the field of the Lord, the place. It's
זה נפרד מאיתנו, זה מרחב שהוא נמצא במקום שהוא.
And we know the means to get there is through the Arvut, but could we just ask to go to the place or enter this, the field of the Lord, because we seem to have this barrier against the Arvut.
אנחנו יודעים שזה נכנסים לשם בעזרת הערבות, אבל אנחנו רוצים להיכנס לשם ויודעים שיש את המחסום להיכנס לערבות.
כן.
Yes. So what's the question?
Talking about the Arvut, because I think the Arvut is the psychological barrier for us.
אנחנו יכולים לבקש להיכנס למגע עם הבורא, אבל הערבות, בעוד הערבות היא סוג של מחסום פסיכולוגי שלנו להיכנס לשם.
We want to enter the Holy Shekhinah.
אנחנו רוצים להיכנס לשכינה הקדושה ביחד.
כן.
Yes. To enter the Shekhinah is considered to feel ourselves connected between us in a web between us. And this web defines everything. Just like once I thought that I, like those points, the separate 10 points, which are separated in a web, and I thought about myself, and even though I was in a group, I was thinking about myself, what was with me and where what will happen with me, and so on. Slowly, slowly, through those efforts, I begin to feel myself belonging to the connection between us, not in a ball that each, but in a field that is between us. I start to associate myself to the peace of that field, to the state in that field. That is considered that we are moving from an individual form to a separated form to Arvut form. And then in the Arvut we begin to discover how much we are in this Arvut, how much we can rise above our personal ego of each of us, how much we're integrated in one another. We start to develop this common kli. It is completely shared because it's in a field, and in this field we have to all integrate. And then when we start to work in this field, it's like a partzuf. That's it.
to the field with the friends.
אנחנו יכולים פשוט להגיד שאנחנו רוצים להיכנס לתוך השדה.
כן.
Just like, and is it the same thing?
Yes.
When the Baal Shem Tov talked about the river, that...
האם זה אותו דבר כמו שהבעל שם טוב דיבר על הנהר שהוא נכנס אליו?
I don't know what exactly what story you're talking about, but usually that's what is being spoken of. There is nothing more in the whole of the wisdom of Kabbalah but how to incorporate together in that kli, which is called Arvut, and to discover more and more of a will to receive, and upon it the desire to bestow. And with those two desires, how we build the connection. That's it.
The means to the end, instead of focusing on the on the goal that brings us to where we need to go.
מה שנדמה לו שאנחנו מתמקדים בכוונה של הסוף ולא במקום במטרה שאליה אנחנו צריכים להגיע מיד.
לא, לא, אנחנו לא בסוף.
No, we're not in the end. We want to move from counting ourselves as these balls, as these egoistic points, to incorporate in the field. That's considered, and then we feel how much I can't go out of my ball, out of my ego, and then I start to feel that I'm in the exile of Egypt, as this ball, my ego, is like a crust, a shell that doesn't let me go out towards the others. It's the boundaries of Egypt that I can't run away from. And it's not far. That's our work. I actually wrote about that today on Twitter. That's how we work. No, we are talking about states that have to happen in us. They have to happen in us. The ascent above reason, entering the field that the Creator has blessed, and in this field we feel ourselves struggling for the connection between us, for the connection of our vut, despite the egoistic, individualistic, private mode of each of us, and despite the fact that there, each of us loses himself in the field between us for the sake of others, until we start to feel, let's say, in that suicide, in faith above reason, we start to feel the force of the Creator. It's not that we're capable of doing this on our own, but the Creator does that for us. Yes. The emergence from myself to the field is called the Exodus from Egypt. The force that doesn't let me emerge myself from myself to the field is called Pharaoh. What helps me go out of myself to the field is called the Creator. What later, when I already emerge outwards and start to connect to others, that's already the reception of the Torah, the Arvut, the reforming light. And afterwards, the more we associate ourselves more and more to the field, to the connection between us, then accordingly we attain the land of Israel. And then we're talking about the desert, and then the land of Israel. And we build the holy temple. Meaning that we ourselves come to bestow in order to bestow. And the Creator who's revealed, we need to already engage in receiving in order to bestow, because he's revealed in the light of Chochmah. That's already truly the building of the Holy Temple. These are stages that can can happen upon us very quickly. Some of them I know, some of them not yet. We're going to go through them together. Okay?
I have a question. What gives us more advancement? To go on the right line or the left line?
You can't differentiate between them. What do you mean? Both in this and that. You walk with both feet. Yes.
We're talking 23 and a half hours we need to walk on the right line.
Don't get confused. Walk on both feet. The main thing is to constantly concentrate forward. Yes. Well, run.
Above reason, there's a thought, and there's another thought that is contrary to it.
Right. Yeah, right. It's always like that. And we exist between the two. No one wants to ask from overseas? No? Okay, so let's continue. We have a few more minutes.
You're reading from title, Friends Are Listening to Your Voice. Item 3. It is written, you who dwells in the gardens, friends are listening to your voice. Let me hear it. This verse contains the meaning of the wisdom, you who dwells in the gardens, which is the assembly of Israel, Malchut, who is exiled with Israel. She walks with them in their plight. Friends are listening to your voice, are camps of high angels. They are all listening to your voice, to the sound of your praises in the exile. Let me hear it, is, as it is written, let me see your looks, let me hear your voice, let me hear the sound of those friends who engage in Torah, for there is no greater praise before me as those who engage in Torah. 4. It seems as though when half the night is through, and when daylight rises, all those rewarded with engaging in the Torah come with the queen to greet the king. He grows stronger and settles in the Shekhinah. Moreover, a thread of chesed, grace, is on him. 5. Anyone rewarded with growing stronger in Shekhinah should keep himself from those things that grip opposite the Shekhinah, meaning from those who do not lie in the token of the Holy Covenant to connect with the daughter of a foreign god. And anyone who seemingly keeps himself, the assembly of Israel grips him and keeps him. She greets him, especially if he has been rewarded and has acquired the token of the Holy Covenant. 6. At that time, Israel deserved to be eradicated from the world. But Pinchas rushed to do that deed of killing Zimri and Cozbi, and the anger subsided. It is written, Pinchas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, has turned away my wrath from the children of Israel. The twofold, son of, came to complete the act. 7. When a man takes an incarnation of a soul, incarnating once again, but is not rewarded with being corrected in it, it is as though he is lying about the truthfulness of the king. The verse, or has found what was lost and lied about it and sworn falsely, is read about him and lied about it, means about the soul. It would be better off if he had not been born, because it would be better for him if he would not incarnate and come to the world. A complete righteous and an incomplete righteous. 8. A complete righteous is not repelled by a wicked. He is permitted to provoke him. An incomplete righteous is repelled and must not provoke a wicked one. Who is a complete righteous and who is an incomplete righteous? Is one who is not complete in one's actions called a righteous? That you should say about him, an incomplete righteous? After all, one whose actions are less than they should be is wicked. But a complete righteous, it is known that he did not take twisted incarnations, meaning he has not reincarnated. He builds buildings in his own lot, establishes walls, digs holes, and plants trees. That is, all the good deeds that he has done are in his own domain, because he does not need to correct others. 9. An incomplete righteous means that he has built buildings in the domain of another. That is, his soul is incarnating once again, because in the first time he was wicked. It follows that all his good deeds are required in order to correct the soul from the first time it came to the world. Thus, his buildings are in the domain of another. An incomplete righteous has built buildings in the domain of another, dug holes in it, hoed, established the foundations as before, and toiled in it. However, he does not know it remains his, since for himself, according to his actions in this life, he is good and is considered righteous. But due to that inheritance, due to his actions from the first time he came to the world, it is not so. That is, he still did not correct the inequities he had committed in the first time. 10. It is similar to a person building buildings that are nice to look at, but he looked in the foundation and saw it sinking, crooked on all sides. That building is not complete before he tears it down and fixes it as before, as it should be. It follows that with regard to the building he has built, it is all well and good, but with respect to the foundation of the building, it is bad and crooked. And this is why the act is not regarded as a complete act, and it is not considered a complete building. It is the same with that incarnated one. Although in his actions he is righteous, still, because he has not corrected inequities he had committed in the first time he had came to the world, this is why he is regarded as an incomplete righteous, and he is repelled by the wicked. This is why it is written, "One who swallows a wicked one is more righteous than he." 11. One who is jealous about the holy name of the Creator, even when he does not need great purification and is not worthy of it, he gains it and takes it. Pinchas was not worthy of priesthood at that time. But because he was jealous for the name of his master, he gained everything and rose to everything, and everything was corrected in him, and he was rewarded with high priesthood. Since that time, Pinchas, son of Eleazar, son of Aaron the priest, son, is written twice, because he completed 2 degrees, having corrected himself and corrected the souls of Nadav and Avihu, 2, who incarnated in him, and who were the sons of Aaron. This is why it is written, "Son of Eleazar, son of Aaron." It was because he was jealous for the name of his master, that what had been made crooked has been corrected, since he corrected himself as well as the souls of Nadav and Avihu who were incarnated in him. Keep my soul, for I am pious. 12. It is written, "Keep my soul, for I am pious. O you, my God, save your servant who trusts you." We should look at the end of the verse and then at the whole verse. At the end of the verse it is written, "Who trusts you?" It should have said, "Who trusts in you?" What is the meaning of "Who trusts you?" It is as though David was promising that he would not go past midnight in his sleep. As it is written, "At midnight I will rise to give thanks to you." It should have said, "I arose," but it means, "I will rise and I will connect with you forever." 13. Keep my soul. It should have said, "Keep," without the added hey in Hebrew. But there is not a letter in the Torah without sublime and honorable meaning. It is written, "Keep," with a hey, which he says to the Creator, "Keep," means keep the hay, which is that part to which the nefesh clings. When a soul departs from this world, it comes to inherit the next world. If she is rewarded, several high hosts come out to greet her, keep her, and admit her to her section in her place. And that letter hay Malchut keeps her, to unite with her on the beginnings of months and on Sabbaths. 14. If she is not rewarded, several harm-doing angels are poised against her, repelling her outside. Woe to that soul that incarnates in vain as a stone in a sling, as it is written, and the souls of your enemies you will sling out, as from the hollow of a sling. David asked his request from the Creator and said, keep my soul, so she is not repelled outside. And when they come opposite her, the gates will open for her, and you will accept her before you. For I am pious. Was David considered pious? After all, he is a king, and his quality is malchut, a kingship. He is called pious, as it is written, the steadfast mercies of David. Chasidim and chasid, pious, have the same root in Hebrew. Because he receives the steadfast mercies, he is considered pious. And this is why, keep my soul, do not let her go outside. 15. Any person who has a portion in a righteous, who keeps his covenant, inherits this land, Malchut, as it is written, and you people are all righteous, they will forever inherit the land. And that righteous Yesod is called Chasid, pious, because he imparts Chasidim, mercies. This is why David said, I am gripped in that place, in the righteous, therefore I am pious. And for this reason, keep my soul to connect with you. The hey that was added in Joseph, and the yod in Pinchas. 16. It is written, he placed a testimony in Jehoseph when he went forth against the land of Egypt. I heard a language that I did not know. We learned that the angel taught him 70 languages, as Pharaoh knew. And in a holy tongue, language, he was greater than Pharaoh, as Pharaoh did not know the holy tongue. As it is written, I heard a language that I did not know. That is, he taught him languages that he had not heard before.
But he did know all 70 languages, meaning the language of Kabbalah, the holy language is the language of bestowal.
But according to that, what is a testimony? When Potiphar's wife held him for that thing, Joseph pretended not to know her language. So it was each day until that last hour, as it is written, and she caught him by his garment. Until then, he pretended not to know the language, but then she realized he did know the language, meaning he understood her intention. This is the meaning of, and she caught him, meaning she caught his deceit. By his garment means treason and deceit. From the Hebrew language of bigot, garment, and bgida, treason, come from the same root. And the Holy Spirit Malchut yelled to him, to keep thee from the strange woman, from the foreign woman who makes her words smooth. What is it telling us? It is telling us that anyone who keeps himself from it, as did Joseph, connects to the Shechina and grips that testimony, Malchut. And who is the letter Hey that was added in it? As it is written, he placed a testimony in Jehoseph. Here too, the letter Yod was added to Pinchas for being jealous regarding the deed of Zimri, and a Yod implies Malchut.
הנה מתו מנאי שבט אחים גם יחד הנה מתו שבט אחים גם יחד הנה מתו שבט אחים גם יחד נו ו
לא תגיד לילה טוב לכולם. לילה טוב, תודה רבה לכולם.
מחר. Say good night to everyone.
Good night, everyone. Thank you.